some folk to say they get doing God's business. I wonder. I said I wonder. Because some folk have driven away the sheep from the church. Come on, y'all. He said, I will. Somebody said, I will. He said, I will bring them back from those who have been driven away. Watch it now. And he said, I will bind up the broken. That means there's some folk that have been wounded. There's some folk that have been hurt deeply in it. Come on, y'all. Deeply, even in the church. Oh, pastor, you talking about that now? Yes, because that's what the word of God said. He said he will bind up the broken and he will strengthen that which was sick. Come on, y'all, talk to me. And he said, and I will do, watch it now, watch it. He said, and I will destroy the fat and the strong. Can I break it down, y'all? Yeah. Are you ready for this one? Do you really want to hear this? Or let me tell you. There's some folk that have got. Can I talk? Deke, can I say it? Okay, I'll go ahead and say. There's some folk in the church that haven't gotten fat off the people of God. Go, come on, y'all. Amen. It's all me and none of they. It's all me, myself, and I. Come on, they've gotten fat. They have driven the people away. They used them, abused them, and drove them away after they'll have no use for them no more. Come on, somebody say amen. They got fat in the church. Amen. They said, I will destroy the fat and the strong. That's some folk in the church now. Watch it now. They got some strong personality. They got some strong spirit. They can guide a whole group. If you're not careful, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, if you don't watch yourself as a pastor and know what's going on, it's like wolves in the midst of sheep in the, you know, wool, you know, a sheep, wool with sheep clothing in the church. Amen. You better watch yourself. That's why you need, you know, I can look out and see it. Some people get aggravated with me, but I see it. I'm sorry. It's like a red neon sign. You better not come up in the church of God and think God doesn't know. The Holy Ghost will point you out. He know your address. You're going to tiptoe out of there if you're not for Jesus. You're going to tiptoe out of there if you're not holy. You're going to tip your way out if you don't mean anything good for the people of God. Come on, somebody say amen. So he said here, amen, I will bind up the broken, I will strengthen which was sick, I will destroy the fat and the strong. Amen. Watch it now. And he said, I will feed them in judgment. Just as he's a just God, we need to understand that coming a day. God said, my spirit went on, I know some folk been in the church doing that do for a long time, but God said, my spirit will not always strive with man. There's coming a day when God will judge. There's coming a day when everybody going to have to give an account of God for what they did and for what they did not do. But I've come to tell you, God said the day is coming when I will feed them in judgment. Those who have done what is good shall receive a good reward. But those who have done things that God said don't do and kept on doing it. Oh, come on, I'll leave that alone. Let me rush on now. Amen. But God going to deal with the rebellious. God going to deal with the disobedient. Amen. Those who have enhanced themselves and who become fat off of God's people. God said he will feed them in judgment. Oh, I know that song. I know you never heard this one before. But it's right here in the book. Let me move on. So. Somebody say so. And verse 17. And he said, and as for you, O my people. As for you, O my flock. As for you, O my people. As for you, O the people of God. He says, thus saith the Lord God. That means pay attention. He says, oh my God. Woo, go, oh, the Holy Ghost. Listen. Watch it. Are you ready for this one? Are you ready? All right, here we go now. Here we go. Right, the Bible said, warn them that need to be warned. Come on now. He says here, behold. Somebody say, behold. He said, I will judge between sheep and sheep. I know there's some folk in church, amen, that wear the big hats and the leopard shoes, amen. I know there's some folk up in the pulpit. I know there's some people in the choir stand. But I've come to tell you this morning, God said, don't you worry. He said, I know the sheep. I know sheep from sheep. I know who's right and who's not. I know their heart. Don't you worry about it. God said, I got everything in control. He said, I know sheep from sheep. Amen. He's the, and he goes on to say, and I know ram from goat. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. I know. He's, I know. Don't worry about it. He said, there coming a day, I'm gonna divide it all up. Amen. Hallelujah. The good, amen, I'm gonna take care. The bad, like chaff, it's gonna be banished into the lake of fire. Amen. I'll leave that alone. I don't got enough time to talk about that because I just got something else I gotta show you before I close. I know I'm about out of time, but can I show you this? All right, watch this. So I gotta bring it to the good New Testament, and the God of whom we serve, he says he is, amen. He is Jehovah Roi. I am the shepherd. Now I need for you to come over to the New Testament, over in St. John says here, and we understand the Bible teaches us, Jesus himself tells us he is the good shepherd. Somebody say good shepherd. He's a good shepherd, not just any shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Nobody can take his place. He's the good shepherd. That's why he is, my pastor used to say, in obedience to the great head of the church, amen, the good shepherd, I indeed baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need to understand that he is the shepherd of the church. We are the under shepherds. Amen. He shows us. He has only delegated that authority to us, but he is the good shepherd. He is the true pastor. Come on, y'all. I'm pastor. No, he's the true pastor. Come on, y'all. Let me move on. So verse 10, chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, watch it now, is showing us what it's all about. Because the Bible going to give you a dichotomy, a comparison between the good and the bad. Amen. A good shepherd versus the not so good shepherd. You need to know the difference, because you got folk running to church and they have no clue. Amen. Somebody say amen. But I come to tell you, you need to know the difference between a good shepherd and a not so good shepherd. I'm going to show you in the book. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. Here it is. He said, a good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. There it is. Come on, y'all. He's not all about self. What's in it for me? What can I gain? No. A good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Come on. Verse 12. It says in St. John 10 and 12. Are you ready? Here's the comparison. Good shepherd versus, somebody say versus. Write this down. Good shepherd versus a hireling. Somebody say hireling. I'm going to say it again. Good shepherd willing to give his life versus a hireling. I've come to tell you this morning, I'm not a hireling. Amen. Somebody say, Pastor Will, not a hireling. Let me show you. So it says here, listen. It says here, but a hireling, somebody say a hireling. A hireling is he who is not the shepherd, but a hireling. Somebody say a hireling. That means he's been hired. Somebody say hired. He'll give him a paycheck. He come in, do whatever it is he do, and he gone. He's a hireling. Come on, y'all. Talk to me. It says he is not the shepherd, but he who does not own the sheep. He does not care for the people of God. He's not, doesn't own the sheep. He don't have any skin in the game. He's been hired to come in and speak whatever it is he speaks. And then whatever. But he says a hireling. What? Says this hireling sees the wolf coming. Oh my God. The worst thing a leader or a pastor can do is to leave the people of God exposed. Unprotected. That's your calling. I can't say that's your job, but that's your calling. Because if it's your job, you are hiring. And the minute you see a wolf coming, and the minute you feel endangered, and the minute you feel exposed, come on, somebody say that's a hireling. The Bible says here, and when he sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and he flees. Gone. More concerned about his own self than the people of God. All right, let me move on now. Y'all, I know I'm treading now, but I got to speak truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to give account to God, not to you or anybody else. Amen. I will not come before God and God say, I told you to tell it. Why didn't you tell? Now you got blood on your hand. I know I do not want blood on my hands. Come on, y'all. Watch it. He says, and the wolf catches the sheep. Oh, come on, talk to me. and scatters them. Remember we just read back in Ezekiel, he said, and I will seek out my sheep and I will deliver them from the places where they have been scattered. Come on, pastor's not making this up. Now Jesus says, amen, this hireling will run, leave the sheep exposed. Now the wolf is going to come in and catches the sheep. You know what the wolf does? What? He will devour the sheep if they're unprotected. And it says, and scatters them. And verse 13 says, and the hireling, somebody say hireling. And the hireling, because he is a hireling. Come on, y'all, talk to me. It says the hireling, because he is a hireling, says, and here, I'm not making this up, y'all. It's right here in the book. It said, and he does not care about the sheep. That's the difference between a man who was called and a man who went. There's a difference between a man who is called and a man who is hired. Come on, somebody say amen. He has the heart of God for the people of God. Plain and simple.